This is American Family News. I'm Steve Jordahl. President Joe Biden is vowing to keep running for re-election as he rejects pressure from within his Democrat Party to withdraw after a disastrous debate performance raised questions about his mental readiness. But in an ominous sign, one of his top allies publicly suggested Wednesday a way that the party might choose someone else. According to campaign aides, Biden told his staff that, quote, no one is pushing me out of the race, but there are signs that support for Biden is rapidly eroding among Democrats on Capitol Hill. Representative Jim Clyburn, a longtime Biden ally, says he'd support a mini primary in the run-up to the Democrat National Convention next month if Biden were to leave the race. A federal judge in Kansas has put a stop to enforcement of President Biden's transgender agenda in four states and a patchwork of places elsewhere. U.S. District Judge John Brooms suggested in his ruling Tuesday that the Biden administration must now consider whether forcing compliance remains worth the effort. Brooms' decision was the third against the rule from a federal judge in less than 3 weeks, but more sweeping than the others. It applies to Alaska, Kansas, Utah, and Wyoming, which sued over the new rule. It's election day in the UK, and most people expect a change in government. Fox's Jonathan Savage reports from London.
For the past 6 weeks, British politicians have been promising change.
We have that determination, that intention.
Pleading for another chance.
We've made mistakes. I appreciate and hear your frustration.
Or simply yelling, vote Liberal Democrats from a bungee jump.
Vote Liberal Democrats!
But now the time for promising, pleading and bungee jumping is over. After 14 years in power, opinion polls suggest the governing Conservatives are heading for defeat. Labour's Keir Starmer says he's ready to take power, but he can only wait as Brits decide whether he's earned their trust. In London, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
One Catholic is astounded by a letter from the Biden administration to doctors and health associates. FN's Chris Woodward has more.
The letter informs medical professionals across the nation they must perform emergency abortions when necessary to save a pregnant woman's health. This after last week's U.S. Supreme Court ruling that failed to settle a legal dispute over whether state abortion bans override a federal law. Meg Kilgannon of Family Research Council offered these comments to Washington Watch.
As a Catholic, I am once again astounded and yet also not surprised that the Biden administration, Catholic President Joe Biden, and Catholic HHS Secretary Becerra are going to use every tool in the toolbox, whether it's legal or not, to push an abortion agenda.
Kilgannon points out that many of the hospitals receiving this letter are Catholic hospitals, all of which are being bullied and threatened into performing abortions.
In cases where a woman comes to the emergency room after having taken an abortion pill and she is hemorrhaging and she is in a medical state that is dire, they want to make sure that that woman is treated. And of course, we all want to make sure that woman is treated. But they want to make sure that she's treated by giving her an abortion. And so this is a prime example of how the Democrat Party, the Democrat leaders, whether they're Catholic or not, use every power they have to make sure the abortion agenda is advanced in this country.
I'm Chris Woodward.
And a Capitol Fourth celebrates this country's independence with a bevy of superstars. Fox's Michelle Polino has a preview.
Alfonso Ribeiro hosts this country's Independence Day celebration at Capitol Fourth, live from the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol on PBS. The 44th annual edition will see all-star musical and patriotic performances from across the musical spectrum, from Smokey Robinson to Fitz and Noel, from Fitz and the Tantrums to the queen of percussion, Sheila E., who tells Fox News Radio she's excited to be a part of the celebration of our country.
These sacrifices that people make for us as a country, let's just walk away with love and compassion in our hearts. We need to come together as people, as a family.
The special pays tribute to American heroes, both past and present. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And for American Family News, I'm Steve Jordahl.